Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can you give me what is what did Oscar say?
Oscar. Can't even. Oh, kittens.
Kittens.
He says kittens.
Nah, I wish. No, that's
furry
my
kittens.
Mindset.
Furry
that's
kittens.
My mindset.
But upside down, he handed it to me. I thought it said snetilk. He's not got the best penmanship.
We got everything together, and I'm going to get to the bakery at 8 on Saturday morning, and I asked the staff to be there at 9 because I want to make sure things are in order. Turn the ovens on. Takes a while for the convection ovens to come up to heat.
You're
all
also
stuff.
The general of the day.
Exactly. So I get there at about 8, 8.05. And I open the door, and I don't use the front door.
No.
I use the loading bay door, the big double
door. That's
doors.
How we can get in that the room.
Well, yeah, because the other door, Mike, is just a standard width. I don't want to have to walk in sideways.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, as I look at my shot on our TV monitor here, I can safely say, okay, that experiment has failed. The experiment with not putting product in the hair after washing, not going to work. Not going to work at all.
I disagree, Professor Irwin Corey. I think you look good.
I'm really crazy. Let me see if I can do it.
You got the board working, hair. Though.
Yeah. Oh, my God almighty.
Maybe okay, a hat.
Let's be honest. It's not all product and bad design. This is also Father Time, perhaps, as the wispy
now,
is happening.
No,
you know,
no,
I
no,
see all
no,
sorts
no, no,
of
no,
hairlines.
No, no, no. You're not even, you can't. You know, but you just said to yourself, you can't let yourself go, even with the way you present yourself.
Yeah.
And with the back,
you better check yourself.
And with your show background gone right now, I guess temporarily, now you really know what's going on.
No distractions.
Yeah. No, I, yeah.
The eye is drawn to the hairline.
And
what
the butterfly.
What it is, I'm expanding the shot. I'm going to make it look a little bit bigger. And then
I get to see more of the abode.
Yeah.
By the way, I have room to dance, too. No, I'm not expanding your shot. I'm expanding my shot. My monitor shot.
Oh.
This is really behind the scenes. Let me, listen, enough of that. And by the way.
We're live
with
on
the
Facebook,
backdrop,
by the way.
With the, hi, Facebook. Yeah, we're new. We're trying something new now.
Yes.
It's live on Facebook with TMOS. I hope you enjoy it. Go to Facebook right now and watch us live.
I'm
gonna
and
watch
hi.
It.
I'm going to say hi to the Facebook people.
Oh, let me see. All right,
now,
when you say,
Mike, when you say you have room to dance, you're not going to actually dance today, are
You've
you?
You've been blocked,
no,
Mike.
No, I'm not going to. I've been blocked.
From your own page.
I've been blocked from my own page?
Yes, because it distracts you from the show.
No,
you
stop
can't,
that.
Rob, you can't put your volume on while we're there.
I turned it down.
I know.
It got there awfully quick,
like
man.
Like a dad move, though.
I'm a dad.
You are a dad.
Father of
dad,
two.
You know that is true, you're dad.
All right, hold on just a
second. Just playing the time.
Yeah, you know what? It's fine.
Later on, I'll tell some
no,
puns.
No, dad. You
oh,
can't
it's
call
right
it
now. We're 2 minutes and 20.
You can't call it the
one.
Gram.
There
Gross.
You are. I'm looking at...
Hi.
Hey!
Do you find that Oscar looks a lot more today on this
grumpy?
On this show?
I'll tell you why.
No, you look like you've been rode hard and put up wet.
This is what happens, Mike.
Might be the jacket
when you're building an enterprise like this.
Okay. What's wrong with you today?
Oh, nothing's
wrong.
Nothing.
What, is
yeah, you know
right
what? Today? He's normally he wears a sport jacket. I just thought he's wearing like a
that's
slicker.
What it is. He looks like he might be in the.
It's raining
he looks
outside.
Like he might be. He looks
this
like
is what
he might
adults
be in
wear
the,
when you walk to work.
He might be in the Irishman. That's what he looks like to me.
Like a hitman?
That's what it is. Yeah.
I walked to work today.
Do quick cuts. Do quick cuts. Like
quick cuts.
Wonder what Rob looks like. Wonder what Oscar looks
hey,
like.
Look
wonder what
that.
Mike looks like.
Sad.
Wonder what Rob looks like.
Hi.
Wonder what Oscar looks like.
Sad.
Wonder what
Mike...
Sad. I like the Facebook Live.
It's
I like
fun.
That a lot.
Well, it's just like YouTube, right. Mike, but we're on Facebook.
I know.
It's a different platform.
I know. I understand. What? Shut up.
You were saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Mike, one has to wear a raincoat when one lives in a box.
Yes.
Happy.
A box.
Did you wear that sweatshirt through the rain? Is that what you wore through
the
rain?
There wasn't raining.
What are you talking about?
Raining.
The streets are damp, but it's not raining.
Oh, please.
There's no falling weather. I walked the same amount of distance.
It's wet outside.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, when Rob gets to work and when you get to work are basically two different things.
I got to work, Mike, it was August 10th.
I walked to work today.
98 and humid.
It was a good 20 minutes.
Why did you walk to work today? Because you thought that if you took an Uber, you might get here early?
No.
On time.
Wow, that's two jokes in a row.
Boom!
They were terrible. You're better than those jokes. I walked to work.
I disagree. I thought those were excellent jokes.
I should probably start walking places. Like this whole weekend, I walked places. It was nice.
It's great for you. It's great for you.
Yeah.
You know, the old men around here that are the fit guys, they're always out on the street walking.
I'll pack less in my backpack next time, though.
My Monday, not a good Monday start today when, to the Lee County Public School System Transportation Department, can I say S-A-D with capital letters all the way across the board? Yes. Complete and utter no-show today.
It's almost half over. They should have this ready by now.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm not happy. I can't have my Facebook.
Turn that off.
This reminds me.
Stop the music, Karen.
So, yeah, today, I told you, I got a little app, right, that tells me where the bus is.
Yeah.
And it's inactive until he fires up the bus. And then it says active. And active is usually our cue to start getting the backpack together, getting him out there, getting him to roll out to the... And today, nothing, nada, niente.
Is it linked to the bus? Is it linked to the bus or to the guy?
This is what it looks like.
Does he have to turn the app on, or does it automatically start?
Where's the bus? They literally called it, where's the bus?
I'm not on the bus, Rob. Genius. How the hell am I supposed to?
Well, because if that's another
task. Get on and do a sweep like I'm some sort of a cheese wagon. Secret service agent?
That if the app is contingent on activity by your bus driver, maybe the app is not your best indicator. Because he probably, if he forgets to show up, he's going to forget to turn on the app.
Have you asked for his personal number?
I think it's automatic.
Okay.
No.
That's what I was wondering.
Hold on. I have a protocol. I have a protocol that I go through that I was instructed to do.
Like the military.
And by the way, if I did it every day the bus was late, I would be blowing up the assistant principal with emails.
Yeah.
I simply waited today for the no-show, which you have to wait 20 minutes. Isn't that ridiculous? You have to wait 20 minutes so the bus is supposed to come. You think what?
I think you're doing everything you can as a father. Who cares?
6:39. Why do I think he modified that? 6:39.
That's early. That's early for a grown-up.
He was going to say something provocative, and I didn't want to hear it, and he knew it, so he did a pivot.
Mike, provocative comment.
That's when you know somebody. Shut up for a second. 6:39, bus is supposed to come. 7:02, I get on the email off to the assistant principal, who, by the way, as bad as the transportation system is, the school is that good. It's a tale of two entities, and she got back to me within, I think, an email response within maybe 2 minutes. It was spectacular. And then she forwards it to the transportation department, and they go, so long and short, no bus. What someone told me, I think a Midwesterner maybe from the Chicago area, indicated in certain municipalities, that would be a front page story or a headline news story that bus is not showing up. Here, la, 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 whatever. And look, now that my wife's not in class and that we have two parents here, we can kind of roll with it. But still,
so what time does school start?
What about the parents that have two working parents that are both going to work and they're sitting there and the bus is just a complete and utter no-show? It's crap.
What is on the cover of the Fort Myers Gazette today?
I don't.
Delicious
stabbing.
Delicious oranges.
Or meth rings busted. No. Right.
What time does school start for little Michael?
I think he had the latest he can get there is 7:55.
7:55. So, wow. Yeah. So that's
it's
a long.
Absurd. It's absurd. It's 2 miles.
He would have been on time for the show today.
It's 2 miles to do that. It's 2 miles. It's stupid. It doesn't make it completely
good.
Could
he walk those miles?
Make the boy walk.
Well, there's a kid that goes to the high school, rides his bike through the neighborhood every day. We see him zipping out there, but here it is. It's just not. It's accepted. And when I called the TV news station, which I did when this was a problem, said, "Yeah, it's been a problem for years."
Yeah,
I love that. Don't you love that when it's like, "Yep,
No need to call. Do you think
no
the high school
hold
guy,
anybody's feet to the fire on this?
The high school guy can put Michael on the handlebars. Or is it on the way?
He's going to a different
He's going to a different school.
But it might be on the way.
Drop
is
him
what
off
I'm
on
saying.
The way.
Yeah. No, stop. It's
here you
not,
go, kid. Hold on tight.
Here's your helmet.
But you're asking me what? Let me see. I've got the Gazette here.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right. Three principals of TMOS absolutely wowed by 10th anniversary greetings over weekend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's it. Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, look at that.
Look, I didn't get a chance to read every post that was written about this show. I posted my own, and I will say that the ones that I did read were just affirming, man. I mean, just amazing to read the kindness that we just came off getting our yearly shot of adrenaline in Las Vegas, and to read the things that people were writing, in particular the one that I always hear from, where, you know, you're going through a difficult time and we got you through it a little bit.
Love that.
It is a true way of getting up in the morning and doing what you do. And I meant what I said when the last 10 years of my career, and I've had a good career.
You've had a fantastic career.
Was really, really special to me, because it's just that intimate gathering. And I don't know. I think it helps everybody. Yeah. I think it helps all of us to just come in and know that we do something, even a small way, that matters to people. It's so awesome. And the articulate comments that people made, and the kindness, and
who
just,
knew?
You know, it's really terrific. It makes me really, really proud to be associated with this. And so don't for one second think, because I don't go through every individual thread and every post and like them all, that I didn't read some of them. And I know what the majority of people are writing. And it really was, I think I said it in my post, I speak for all of us, where
yes,
it's really great to be able to do this for you and have it so appreciate it. And I think the longer it goes, the more that becomes part of it. What changes are the bonds between people who listen and become friends, and those relationships become longer. And it was just it was really a delight to read that. You know, I have no business being my usual grumpy self. I know I have been, Carla, but you know,
well,
that's
you're
a
keto
house
now.
I'm keto.
Yeah.
You know, we got a contract on the house.
Hey, that's great.
But you know what? That's
your
not
house
a done
or on
deal.
That house?
That's on the new the house that no, I mean the house we're selling. Woo! Our house.
Oh, that's even better.
So, over the weekend? But I mean, holy ass.
Yeah, Friday.
Damn. Full freight, or you're
after,
like,
after I was showing my angst. Now, with that said, now you go into a holding pattern.
Sure.
You can't show the house, but you know, you gotta wait
until they show you theirs.
I'll show you mine. It's nervous time.
Yeah.
And I have you know how I am, DGH. That's my life.
Inspection
time.
I have
trouble getting through all of that.
What's this?
Because I believe
crayon.
Never get happy, you know?
Right.
And that's it. So we'll
see what
happens.
What are
they
going to find under Little Michael's bed?
You know, nothing. Nothing the way Mrs. O'Hara has this casa. No way. I will say this, that
don't let the inspector go barefoot and step on a Lego.
All I know is that you're assuming this house eat off the floors, baby. That's the way.
Yeah,
this
but I'm
house
saying one Lego that he steps on, that'll piss him off.
One little Lego.
One but, little two dot Lego.
Carla was asking me, you know, why so negative?
That's all one.
Because it's not just the trying to sell it. It's that even when technically you have had a contract ratified on a house, there's so many moving parts that go along with it. And a real estate transaction is done when it's done.
And I know you know that one of the most frustrating things, and we share this trait, when something that is going on that's out of your hands, something you can't control, that's the most frustrating, because it's you know, you really don't like to cast faith to the wind.
It's like Las Vegas style gambling.
It is gambling.
I think I can enlighten everybody to my state of mind. Would you like to know what I've been surfing last night and this morning? What I have been watching, just randomly watching on YouTube, just for my own. I'll say it.
Okay.
Because I'm not proud of it, but I'll say it for my own entertainment.
Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens highlights.
Oh, I'm going to lock in, Mike. I'm going to lock in an answer.
Let me check.
And then you can reveal it.
Oh, that was against the Patriots.
Tom Brady's career over?
No. Okay. No. I've locked in my answer. I'm ready for the reveal.
Would you like to write down an answer?
You'll
never get it.
Sure.
You don't even have to bother if you don't want to.
No, I'll write that on my piece of paper that Rob just gave me. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. First of all, what did Rob say?
Well, no, I have to reveal before I say.
Oh, well, you're not going to get it. Aborted takeoffs.
Oh, darn it. I went with faces
What's
of
death. What's that say about my mindset?
I went with faces of death videos.
You can read mine if you don't mind.
What did Oscar say?
Oscar. I can't even... Oh, kittens.
Kittens.
He says kittens.
Nah, I wish. that's furry my kittens. Mindset. Furry that's kittens. My mindset.
But upside right down, he handed it to me. I thought it said Snetilk. He's not got the best penmanship.
I wrote it with my foot, Mike.
You know, it's just I don't know. I think I handle all the day-to-day issues as well as anybody, but I think I could be definitely more of a positive individual. I've taken good news.
No pain, no gain, Mike.
And managed to make it bad news.
No, this is a piece of good news that is not complete yet. And so you're exactly one step closer, but right. I understand what you're going through.
15 days from the time they ink it till the time it's
15
really
days,
finished.
Jerry.
By the way, they can still walk away. I just would get a big chunk of cash.
Who's this new couple? That's
where I don't know. I don't want to talk about them, Oscar. Oh. That's
a Mr. and Mrs. Pence.
Mr. and Mrs. Pence. Very. But you know what brought me joy over the weekend?
Yes.
And we'll talk about it in great detail later, was FaceTiming with Rob Spiewak.
We had a great call. I didn't think you would really do it. And I had so much fun showing off for you.
That kitchen is killer.
Oh, immaculate and wonderful.
The pictures you showed me of the outgoing. And by the way, the ones that you made this weekend, do they go out right away? Is that where
they will be going out this week? Yeah.
This week. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they go out right away, and
on
it's just
demand.
They look so yummy.
I wish you could have smelled it in there. Oh my God.
Well, we'll get a complete review of your kitchen experience and
kitchen.
That's right.
So to the listeners of this show who were nice enough to write to all of us about the 10th anniversary of what we were doing and how much. Of a part of your day, the great two best things that I hear, us being on when you were going through a difficult time, and the people that have formed friendships long distance and gotten together and now are fast friends. That is the best. That is absolutely the best. Do we want to grow? We always want to grow.
Yeah.
And this is a good time to remind everybody that
about Cat 2020.
There. How's
it's
that
happening?
Going, by the way?
Cat 2020?
Cat 2020.
Working on the venue as we speak.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Meow.
He hasn't even told
meow.
Me about that,
meow.
So I'm excited. Yeah. So for those of you that are participants in this show with us, we're always looking to grow. And so I love it when we have newbies that have just been on the show bandwagon for the last year or so, and more of those. Let's get more of those because I'm beginning to be convinced by our listening audience that my insecurities are unfounded, that this truly is special program.
But you must always keep those insecurities in check.
There's a lot of hate out there, Mike.
Please keep them in check.
There's a lot of hate.
No, I got the thing on Reddit where the guy says, Mike was complaining about a service industry employee there. That's unusual. Hey, Mike's repeating himself again. I would like to reach through the computer, pull them out, and get their nerdy asses in my living room and kick it. Go on, kick it good.
You best go kick it. Kick it good. Kick it. Yeah. Kick it.
Can I just, not to be negative, but I've been
in
that mode.
No, of course not.
So for the individual to say, do you, and I'll ask you this, Oscar, because I think you're better at looking from the outside in than any of us, because you've analyzed it over the years, and you really compartmentalize it in a way that I'm incapable of doing.
Found failure so many times in my life that I've realized what it's like looking outside.
Sometimes it finds you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So this is interesting. When someone will be so filled with hate for me and this show that they will form they will go and register on a site.
Mm-hmm.
They will actually, continuously, almost like it's a job of theirs.
Yes.
Post horrible things. Not really horrible, just snarky, nasty
things. Unsavory things.
I just sometimes I'm like there's a lot of stuff that I don't like, and I've got this show to come in and bitch about it. But usually, at least the way I roll is that when I get done bitching about it, it's kind of gone. Like the bus thing, it's over now. I'm not, let the chips fall where they chip. When someone is doing it every single day, well, of course I'm doing the show every day. I'm just really always fascinated by what the cause is. Could it be a personal snub of some kind that results in that?
No, it's this form of radio. This form of radio, ever since I was younger and I was a listener, it attracts the broken. That's what it is. And And we're part of them.
That's what
like, we are the broken.
Yeah, but still.
So sometimes the broken don't make sense. Sometimes you'll take time and register on a site and then start a thread because you love the show so much, but you're so broken.
Absolutely broken.
You're like, I got to tell people this because this is going to start
because that's right, because they're listening.
Yes.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes. And look, I'm broken as well.
Yeah, we all are. And they don't have the forum. They don't have the mass communication forum of our podcast. So they have to go to a website. And that's how they have to get their broken thoughts out.
Well, I know the nuts and bolts, Rob, but I'm saying the motivations.
The motivation is broken. Bad wiring.
That's
bad capacity.
Why do hot 22-year-olds act like, and these are female or male, whatever.
Come on. We know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Hit the alarm, Rob. We know what he's talking about.
It's mad. Da-da-da-da.
Why do they not realize the power they wield when they're 22? That they could take over the world with whatever God's given them, but they don't know how to take advantage of it, and they waste it on bad relationships.
Because power is offset by no wisdom.
The butterfly. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's my new thing.
You were tickling the butterfly?
Yeah. Why don't we?
You had it. You had it.
You did have it.
There we go.
Why don't we ask
the elusive butterfly.
The butterfly. Sorry, that was for the video subscribers.
We're broken, Mike.
All of us.
You're broken.
Yeah,
Rob's
that's
broken.
What it is.
I'm broken. We're lucky to have what we have.
Yeah. Well, then that shoots my theory all the
hell.
I mean,
think about it.
You had a theory?
We employed.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to it, Rob. He's in the way today. Sorry.
I'm in the way?
You asked him the question on something that he genuinely cared about, so he's tuned in.
I thought I was killing it.
Yeah.
For that 1 minute. Yeah. What were you saying?
I thought I was killing it. That's what I thought.
You
disagree.
Yeah, you're killing it.
I said we employed Pony Boy, the unemployable. We're broken.
No,
that's right.
I'm great.
Oh.
Shut up, Pony.
I'm whole.
You're half right.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. And it's not the theory I had.
Really, Mike? What was your theory?
That it's just people that owe me money.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned. Hold it. We're not standing entertainment program.
No, stop it. Start it all over again from the beginning.
All right.
I'm sorry. I hate to do this. Sorry, KCJJ.
Yeah, that's all right.
We have to do it all over again because I messed up the punchline.
All right.
We got sidetracked.
Okay, do you want to do the setup and then I'll feed you the setup?
Yeah, sure. By the way, I do not want this edited. This
of course not.
No.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Oscar.
We're live.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is, I have a theory about where these threads come from.
So you're saying, David, that you have another theory.
Yeah. I think all these nasty threads are people that I owe money to.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Better.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We now return to Twas the Night Before Christmas, as read by Norm MacDonald.
Twas the night before Christmas. Wait, twas? What's twas? Is that short for it was? What kind of rush are you in, man? You can't just say it was. Oh, you saved a lot of time there, fella. Oh, don't come at me with that it was stuff. I got things to do. Got to get down to the donut shop. You know, 2 days ago, I was at the donut shop, and I said, hey, donut guy, you got anything warm back there? He says, try the fritters. They were. They were? What does that even mean? They were. You must mean twer. The fritters twer warm. What's that? We're out of time. Oh, I'm fired.
The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. They had that guy, shankly, clankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking. But you'd think at that point the world would go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, all the way from New Brunswick, New Jersey. So many New Brunswicks around.
Yeah, what about the old ones? How about some love for the old Brunswicks?
The New Brunswicks are in Canada. There's a whole, like, province.
Mm-hmm. New Hampshire?
I sounded like Norm MacDonald. Yeah, there's a whole province in New Brunswick.
What a fire.
Isn't he from Canada, too? Isn't Norm MacDonald from Canada?
I'll find out. Canadian? I don't think he is.
Langley.
I hope not.
Miami, Florida. There's a nice city. Elk Grove, California. Coos Bay, Oregon.
Hey.
Wow. Bedford, New York. And Kong, Ireland.
Kong!
On a summer Kong!
He is Canadian.
I saw a guy posted from Kong. What's that?
Confirmed Canadian.
Yeah, confirmed Canadian.
Yeah,
so he cannot be trusted.
Was a Canadian. The show today brought to you by Hims. Here's a fact. 66% of men start losing their hair by 35. I'm not balding yet. Why did you write that for me? I am balding.
Well, you're thinning, but you're not balding.
Well, no, I mean, but if I'm 35 and it starts falling out, I'm a little concerned.
It could happen at any time.
It could happen at any time. I know a man, my friend, who started losing it in his 20s. Yeah.
Yes.
You've seen those guys.
Drab t-shirt.
That's true.
Drab t-shirt. Is he completely bald?
No, he's getting there. It's confirmed.
He's getting there. Well, you're not safe from baldness. Anybody. Isn't that right, Rob?
Tell me about it.
It's 2019. Medicine and science can help you do something about it. This year, secure the best deal of all, a healthier, thicker hairline.
Yes.
How about that?
Let's do it.
Hims, H-I-M-S, Hims, helps guys be the best version of themselves with FDA-approved products. The best part, there are no awkward in-person doctor's visits. Answer a few quick questions online, and a licensed physician will review and determine if a prescription is right for you. I highly recommend you check out Hims before it's too late. Right now, our listeners can get started with 4 Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 while supplies last. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's 4hims.com/TMOS. Prescriptions are subject to doctor approval and require online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. Get involved with Hims. We need a real close-up of Rob now before it's too late.
Nah.
Take a look at Rob's hairline.
Yeah, my hair, it's the only thing I got that's thin.
There it is. Yeah. Or maybe turn up the volume on your board on Monday.
Monday.
You turned it down Monday. At the end of the show, and then you came in. Monday. All right, before we get to Oscar's review of a really, really good restaurant in Washington, D.C., and the Todd Moore farewell dinner, we need to take time, Oscar, and recognize our man, Mr. Spiewak, and the Spiewak Kitchens
in full
operational mode this weekend with tons of people just moving ingredients and putting stuff in the pot and making it up.
Names.
Okay.
Right, I want to thank my crew.
Oh, yeah,
I want to thank my crew. We had Matt Ponyboy Bloom. Woo! We had Madeline Masiello.
Matty.
We had
Slow down. Make it. Milk it. Milk it.
We had Matthew Ponyboy Bloom.
Woo!
We had Madeline Masiello.
Woo!
We had Maddie's boyfriend John.
Ooh.
We had the lovely Shannon Z, Mrs. Woo! Zabios, Shannon Katie. We had my stepmom Kathy, who is fantastic.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Dahlia the intern came by on Sunday.
Dahlia did.
Yes,
wonderful.
Absolutely.
Dahlia.
And Mike, my MVP Pony. I think I'm only we got the one guy left, right? Mark Twitch Riddell, who showed up early and stayed till closing both days just because he's a good guy.
Was singing his praises.
Oh, he's amazing. And
did you take Twitch out for a nice cocktail afterwards?
I will. No one wanted a cocktail at the end of either day.
Yeah,
we all just wanted to go home.
I understand.
The first day we did about
12
hours. The second day we did about 9 hours.
Yeah. And it's, thank you.
And thanks to the system that Shannon has pretty much put in place, I came into the fruit caking with pretty much a recipe and a procedure, but Shannon put it into a system so that all day something is being done at all times. If it's not baking, it's mixing. If it's not glazing, it's cleaning. And the whole thing is
because we put the system on trial.
The problem with making fruitcake, the hardest part of making fruitcakes is not the making of the fruitcake. It's, I know he doesn't care.
I said my wife.
No, I'm not saying that you don't care. But the fact
I would have loved to have been there.
We would have loved to have had you.
Well, I was at the other business.
I know. I understand.
Business, so
but
feed the family.
I didn't really mean wanted you there. I was just being pleasant.
You know, Shannon said it was so funny. She goes, "It's less tense with you around." And I'm like, "What do you mean
to
she
you?"
Goes, yeah, but she was kidding because when I'm around, for some reason, I am the tense one. How's that even possible? I'm the nicest guy around.
You're the recipient of something that I get all the time.
That's
what you said to me over the
I
years.
I know, but that's why I thought
you
it was
more
so,
than anybody.
I thought
said
it was so strange because she said, no. Like when you're wiring and pushing stuff around, like, no, nobody wants to be around you. I'd rather be baking cakes.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right.
But we've got a great crew. I'm very, very proud of them. And it needs to be said, Mike, there's an old motto that a bad start is a good finish.
Ooh.
All right. So I FaceTime with Rob on Saturday. And,
Saturday at about noon. And actually, by the time that you got us, it was a really good time because we had gotten into the groove. I think we had had a batch and a half done already.
Yeah.
And you see, one thing I wanted to say is that the baking of the fruitcakes is really only about half of it because then there's the glazing, the packaging, the wrapping, and the boxing.
Ooh, that's the glazing.
The glazing.
I came over to help you with your glaze.
Smithers, would you glaze my fruitcake?
But the baking is, that's where you're moving the most product and you're weighing and
shake and bake.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on. So you call us about
you are a positive guy and you and even if you're not positive, you put the positive front up for everybody else. So
as the bakery manager, Mike, I think it's part of my job to keep a positive attitude in the bakery.
So I don't know how bad it was, but I thought about what you told me that happened early in the morning. And when you told me this, I thought about it. I thought about one particular aspect about it when you talked about the disaster.
Yes.
Now, do you have a crash sound effect? I
do, as a matter of fact.
Tell the audience what happened. By the way, Saturday is officially baking day. That's when it begins. That's when we break open the doors.
Bake day.
Right.
And we bake those delicious confections that are going to go out to the world.
The world. And there is weeks of prep that lead up to this because, you know, all of the ingredients have to be in place. All of the licensing and all of this has to
bombs,
be done. And as you recall, I think I spoke to you guys last week that on Wednesday I went into the bakery and did an inventory of over 1,000 pounds of fruit and nuts and ingredients.
Incredible.
Now, had to be restacked, everything set, ready to go. And actually,
more than last year, right?
About 50% more. And so I went to Costco on Friday to get eggs and oil and other dry ingredients that are best bought not online and got everything together. And I'm going to get to the bakery at 8 on Saturday morning. And I asked the staff to be there at 9 because I want to make sure things are in order. Turn the ovens on. Takes a while for the convection ovens to come up to heat.
You're
all
also the general of the day.
Exactly. So I get there at about 8:05, and I open the door. And I don't use the front door.
No.
I use the loading bay door, the big double
doors. That's how we can get in the room.
Well, yeah, because the other door, Mike, is just a standard width. I don't want to have to walk in sideways. That what you were going for?
Yes, thank
you. All right. Okay, that's how you phrase the joke, by the way.
Do you have a loading dock door that I can use, please?
I open up, and the first thing I see is I said, oh, did we get another delivery? Wait. Why did they move my boxes? Because they said they're too heavy. They didn't want to have to move them. And why are they on the... And why is there a big... Oh, my God!
Oh, my God.
Between the closing of the bakery Friday night and my arrival on Saturday morning, the table, the heavy-duty folding table that's used to, because you always store your ingredients off the ground.
See,
that's
now you're
code.
Using two words that normally don't go together.
What's that?
Heavy-duty and folding.
No, this is, you know what? I take this back. This is an industrial.
No one ever said.
This is an industrial strength table.
Before we go on, because I didn't do the.
Portable.
Certainly was
I should
not.
Say, portable. You know what I should say? Portable.
What is it, a canasta table?
It is not
do
a canasta.
Do the legs fold? Do the legs fold?
The legs do fold, but that wasn't the issue at hand.
I know, but I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what caused this disaster for you on Saturday.
So when I began to realize, I looked over, and the table that was at one point parallel with the ground, the table was now in two pieces.
Why is it so loud for me and no one else?
Because you have,
but you know, a good crash.
You like them loud? You like them loud?
I like the crashes loud. Yeah.
Bear with it, Snowflake. It'll be okay.
I've got young ears.
So then
how many pounds of stuff was on that table? Just out of
well, it wasn't all 1,000 pounds of stuff, but I would say there was probably 500 pounds of stuff on the table. Which, you think about it, if you, I guess perhaps I taxed it a bit, but it
well, was, who was responsible for putting the stuff on the table?
I put the stuff on the table. Oh, okay. But you know what? That was our storage space that we were allotted, and that's what I had to use. So
I put it on the floor.
No, you can't.
They gave it to me. I ate it.
No, you can't store food ingredients on the floor. That's against code.
That's right. That's the. Oh, yeah. See, he knows that. He went to class for it.
Right. So the thing that really, as I'm looking around, I said, well, I guess nothing's broken. There were some gingerbread houses boxed up on the table as well. They survived the crash as well, which is great.
Let me ask you about the table again.
Yeah, please.
So if you were to look at the table.
Yes.
And say, turn it over.
Yes.
And see a sticker on it.
Yes.
Because it's industrial. Do you think it might have a capacity on it?
It might. But you know what? Okay. I did not think to check. But you know what I know is that last year I had roughly the same amount of ingredients. And because this was the ingredients less all the other stuff that I had brought in. So I assumed, not a good idea, I assumed it would be okay. And it wasn't. Okay.
What were you going to ask?
This table is commercial grade.
Right.
Would you stand up on this table?
Which table? This one
here?
Yeah,
this one right here.
Well, no, because you'd yell at me.
No, but...
You'd say, hey, big fatty, fat, I'm get just, off the
I'm,
table.
I'm just saying, like, there's got to be a weight limit on something, right?
Sure. Well, everything has a weight limit.
Well, 500 pounds is amazing amount of weight.
Yeah.
I would have stood on that other table, the folding table.
You would have?
Of course. Yeah.
Was it metal?
It was metal braced. A
metal brace is not a metal folding table.
Listen, I want a picture of that table.
Yeah.
I want a photograph.
Table's gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
It's in the dumpster. It's gone.
Are there any tables that are similar in the kitchen?
I think there is the one that we replaced it with is actually a longer version of the same table. It was a 6-foot table.
Can we get a second witness, maybe in the control room, that saw the table?
Well, Pony saw the table.
And you know what I would compare it to? It's like the lunchroom tables that you would find at a school. It didn't seem like it would necessarily hold an enormous amount of weight. And I'm looking up just like your standard folding table, and what I'm getting here is 300 pounds max.
Oh, whoa.
So we might have overdone it a bit.
We might have. But you know what? As always, like when we started fruitcaking last year, we've learned a lot. And we keep learning. And that is part of life's journey.
Yeah. That's cool. The one thing that stuck with me all weekend was when you talked about...
I want to tell you what. As I began to survey the situation, and the saddest thing of all is...
You said that you didn't lose that much stuff.
No, but I'm standing there looking at it, and this is a big commercial bakery, nearly 5,000 square feet all told, and I'm by myself. The lights are off. Oh, I'm just there first thing in the morning, really brimming with a positive attitude because I really feel like this is going to be the year that we're going to start and hit the ground running knowing what we're doing.
Could it be done in one weekend?
It might be done in one weekend. And then I look and I see that some of these boxes that had been so neatly stacked and organized are now actually, they appear to be standing on their tip like a diamond.
Ooh.
And I said, and what's that puddle? That shimmering puddle.
That's a tease. We have to take a break. Yeah. We're going to find out what the puddle is. And no, it's not Rob Spiewak's urine.
Mike, when I saw the crash, I'm afraid I released.
We will come back and find out what the puddle was. It's one of our better teases ever on the Mike O'Meara
Show.
What
is that shimmering puddle?
In harmony.
In the arms of the angel. Every single hour, a Mike O'Meara Show intern goes to bed hungry, tired, neglected, and worst of all, unpaid. Every time you subscribe to the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show, one of these interns has the chance to get a paycheck, to pay their rent, to survive. Will you be an angel for a poor, helpless TMOS intern like me? Get the bonus show today, and for just pennies, you can save a TMOS intern.
Johnny, are you still talking? Don't you realize being here is payment enough? And where is Oscar's bagel?
Jesus.
Johnny, not at the bakery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't invite him.
Clacker. Hey, everybody. This portion of the program is brought to you by Stamps.com. When I talk about Stamps.com, which, by the way, is pretty relevant to what we're doing right now.
Oh, my God,
I always wonder who in the world still goes to the post office and why. Stamps.com brings the post office right to you Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. And with the holiday rush approaching, Stamps.com lets you steer clear of the holiday hassle. And particularly down here in Southwest Florida, the post office, you know, customers that drive their Lincoln MKZs.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, be aware of that. Simply use your computer to print official,
How's that?
U.S. postage,
yes.
24/7 for any letter and package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox, and it's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. No wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com. Enter TMOS, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. So when we left Rob Spiewak in the commercial kitchen, he was standing in front of a puddle.
Alone.
Yeah, all alone. And I do believe at this point, I just have my fingers laced and they're on my head.
And I've seen you sad before. And look, a sad Rob Spiewak is a sad Rob Spiewak.
It was really, it was
the silhouette of the Bombay doors open behind you.
Yeah, open those Bombay doors. Bombay, hey, the not Bombays. The
French. Hey, not the hey Tony. Hey, no Bombay's ever morning constitution.
Everybody. So... I look and the boxes, none of the boxes have busted open. Now, there is some goo in the fruit because it's glazed cherries, glazed pineapple, stuff like that. But inside the cardboard box, they're double wrapped in plastic. So none of the boxes are leaking. So I start moving. I said, what is this stuff? And I pick up a box and I see that the puddle is connected to the box. And as I pick the box up, even up to my head level, 6 feet, there's a shimmering line of goo.
Mm.
And I realize that a 50-pound box of cherries, due to some amazing bit of luck, it probably couldn't be recreated on a Hollywood soundstage, has landed squarely on a 1.5-gallon bottle of corn syrup.
Ooh.
Now, there's some sticky stuff when you make fruitcakes.
Corn syrup.
Corn syrup is earwigs.
Ew.
There is nothing
worse. You might remember
worse.
That Rob Spiewak kitchen corn syrup. Ew.
Now, I know that last year we had an oil spill. And I think that vegetable oil was probably the worst mess that we'd ever have to clean up. And
absolutely.
It was really bad.
How did the spill happen last year?
Last year... mixer error.
Yeah.
3 is high, by the way, on a professional grade mixer.
Yeah, we thought that was the time. That was the speed.
Yeah, it was. So when we put it on 3 and hit start, oil went up like. I don't know if you've ever seen the James
Dean.
Made
with love.
Mike, if you've ever seen the James Dean movie Giant, where they have the surprise oil gusher. Oh, yeah. That was the kitchen.
How about we go with There Will Be Blood?
Also good. Yes both good.
How about
the,
make it contemporary? Yeah. No one's seen Giant, but a lot of people have seen There Will Be Blood.
So I'm looking at the corn syrup, and the thing is, it's not just corn syrup. It's corn syrup that's been oozing out and sort of drying for an evening. So any sort of liquid nature to it has been diminished.
Yeah.
And so I think, how am I going to, what are we going to?
It's lost its viscosity.
Yeah. And so
great
I get,
word.
I get like a piece of cardboard and I said, maybe I can scrape it up. And I just push it with the cardboard and it just changes the shape of the puddle. That's all that happens. There's no getting it. I can't like.
So it's like toffee?
Yes, it is tar or toffee or something of that really sort of like the blob. It is like a monster movie.
Can you peel it up?
No, because it's still a little bit liquid.
Well, like in Creepshow.
So I get a second piece of cardboard and try to like do a squeeze method. And all it does is come up and out. It's just, there's no grabbing it. And yet,
you're like floor level, so this has got
to
be.
On my knees. Don't like getting on my knees because that means having to get up off my knees. Not great. So by this time, Riddell comes in, Twitch, and bless his heart, he says, well, what's happened here? And I'm so happy just to see another face.
And I'm like, someone competent, please.
But he's excellent, and the cleaning is sort of tabled for a second. We have to sort of back burner
it. Can I just interject? Yes, I'm so grateful to people like Mark and Shannon,
is a good man.
And Tony,
yes.
and everybody and
Addie,
and
Kathy,
Kathy, my stepmother, yeah, who loves coming
really,
in.
Really, guys, thank you so much for doing that. It's not unappreciated on my end. I know that this is all done for this show, and really, thank you.
I probably only stared at the corn syrup for about 4 minutes before Mark showed up, but it felt like a lifetime because right. I'm really just trying to figure out what we're going to do to clean this up because all of this has to be handled before we can even begin the beginning of the fruit caking. Because we haven't even, my car still has eggs in it. I mean, we haven't even unloaded the car yet.
Were you concerned that by yourself, physically, you would not be able to successfully clean this up?
No, I could have done it, but it was nice to have a friendly face. Where Mark came in handy is we were able to sort of bucket brigade to get the boxes restacked because the boxes had fallen and rolled around the room. So we got the boxes out of the way, wiped them as good as we can to get off the corn syrup. There were some other items like a chair and some baking tins that got corn syrup that had to be cleaned. But then once we got everything out of the way... It was Hell's Kitchen. We still have the puddle, and I would
say... You never put 700 pounds of ingredients on a capacity table that can handle 200. You moron. You effing moron.
And then the other guy says, we want a stainless steel bar.
Take your jacket off.
So when all the stuff is restacked and cleaned, we get the table out of there, and we look. There is probably, and I'm not exaggerating, a 4 by 5 foot puddle of corn syrup just spread thin over the floor. And I figured out the only way to really get it up is to pick it up with my hands.
Oh,
like and pick it up like this, like pinch it up?
No, sort of, no, scoop and hold and drop. Scoop, hold, drop.
Is it a clean break from the floor, pretty much? Or
No, it's leaving residue everywhere. But I got to get the majority of the gallon and a half before we can even think about mopping. So I get most of it up.
Poor thing.
Poor
deer.
Saturday morning.
The worst. It's now about 8:30, and I'm remember in Ghostbusters when Bill Murray
when
said,
he gets slime.
He says, "I just feel so funky." That's what it feels like, and it is so sticky that I can't even communicate. I can't touch anything. I'm looking down, my hands are, because it's corn syrup on the floor, everything that's ever had a bit of dust, a speck of dirt, is all stuck to my hands. And so we get it up. We find out. We get the. I do this. I go wash my hands for
Paint a pretty appetizing picture.
Yeah, you're really selling us here.
Oh, this is not the. This is miles away from the ingredients, folks.
You go and surgically.
I surgically wash my hands.
Where the cardboard is.
Exactly.
And the heavy duty tables.
And so we get the mop and we start cleaning, and the mop sticks to the floor. The soapy wet mop sticks to the floor. I go like a swipe.
Yeah.
And all the hanging.
This is turning into peanut brittle.
Yes, and
can you just light it on fire and it'll just go away?
I was going to burn the bakery down and collect the insurance.
So the only thing that's going to really move that is probably heat of some kind or a chemical.
Actually, you know what? I tell you what, if you spill corn syrup, you know what cleans it up? Dawn dishwashing detergent.
Oh, the be all and all.
Oh, man.
The greatest stuff in the world.
Just like those little birds when the Exxon Valdez broke
open.
Precisely.
Yep. Dawn today. It's an incredible product.
Hot water and Dawn.
Be meant to kill us all, but it's okay.
Well, hot water and Dawn eventually got it up, and we got the floor clean. We got another table down.
By the way, fantastic singing group in the early 1970s, Hot Water and Dawn.
That's after Tony Orlando, right?
No, it's before.
Oh,
before
okay. And then Tony came in and fixed
hot
it.
Hot water and Dawn. Hot water, unfortunately. You know, I mean, boy, that was an alcohol problem. Yeah. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
So then we get the ingredients restacked. We get a new table down. Mm. We get everything organized. I'd say we started cooking. I wanted to start at 9. I think we started probably a little after 10. And we had a very successful first day. I don't want to wow you with numbers, but I did tell Mike we got nearly 600 cakes made the first day, which is an amazing feat.
That's great. And don't give the totals. Don't give the totals because that's how we sell. Okay?
All right, but
I don't care. I know you do, but I mean, you know, we're very, very excited about the potential of
selling
all these
cakes. I will say
that
we record-breaking totals, and we had a very successful day.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you are when you're, I guess, getting hours and baking done together, do you have a minimum? You're like, if we do this, then maybe we'll do this. Because last time it was like 3 weekends of baking.
I have a mental plan
of
what we need.
Has the system improved itself?
He's on it this time. He's on it this time.
Well, also keep in mind, when we started last time, we didn't know what potential we had.
I'm this is a legit question.
And so I actually went back on the notes that Shannon took and the notes that I took, and I knew where we had to go, and we have surpassed it. So
is there room for improvement?
Always.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
for example,
you improved from last year, a lot, right?
Yeah, a lot.
On your first weekend, even with the corn syrup debacle,
there's room for improvement.
How does McDonald's make sure that the little burgers, just like in that movie, are the same all the time? Like, how do you do that?
Because we measure twice everything. We are very precise. One of the best things that I can say, if you're baking on a big scale, you don't want to measure by, as a rule, cups and ounces. You want to measure by weight.
Oh, wow.
Weight is important. Every fruitcake is identical in weight. Pony's
just like
job.
The cocaine game.
Pony is a scooper, and he makes sure that every, to the gram, every cake is the same size.
Grams, huh?
Because very, very detailed.
Very, very detailed, because you know what? Even a variance of 10 or 15 grams of cake, they will bake in different rates. And so.
He's your detail guy?
I watch over him like a hawk.
With like numbers?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Every cake is identical.
Are you kidding me?
He's never alone.
Get the number responsibility. The captain, the guy that used ADD, they show his picture in the dictionary.
He's never alone. He always has someone. Well, he always.
Was his mom there? Did Glenda come by?
No, Glenda did not come by.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? What are you doing?
But you know what? Actually, I understand.
The only numbers he knows is the 80 milligrams he takes every day.
I understand your thought about that, but know that he proved his skill last year as a scooper. And this year, he had varying partners.
Oh, he's done it before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not making him solve anything.
No. I understand.
It's just weighing things.
He's going to be fine. He's going to be A-okay.
And Pony's a joy in the kitchen because, you know, it's something that is so communal and fun as baking. I love a guy who keeps earbuds in.
That's right. It's exciting. Very exciting.
You only hear the same
congratulations. Pony. I said, hey, Pony, can you? What? What?
No.
What? Okay.
Yes. Good way to do it in a room full of communicators to have earbuds in.
Yeah. Mm.
Broken. You're right, Oscar. Anyway.
If he wasn't scooping, I had another job for him, which was to lay on the floor and cover the corn syrup.
Oh, yeah. Did he get it all up?
Yeah. Oh, it's cleaner than when we got there. Absolutely.
That's exciting. Yeah. Well, keep me posted. Congratulations on a great weekend of baking.
Thank you.
And boy, oh boy.
Love my
workers.
Those
fruitcakes going to be in people's tummies for Christmas time.
Yeah.
We're very excited about that. When we come back, I am having trouble doing the show today. I have a left leg problem due to animals here in Florida that I'm going to tell you all about this.
Oh.
This is horrible. Horrible! I have to get it off my chest. I wanted to wait till tomorrow, but I'm not going to. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a heavy bath.
Hey, how's it going, my TMOS friends? This is your boy, Tomo.
Hello,
you probably haven't heard from me in a while because I've been deplatformed. I've been censored. Yeah, that's what happens when you love this country. They just cancel culture. Well, the good news is TMOS is still spreading the message that the mainstream media wants to hear. Today's show is brought to you by foodprepper.darknet. They may have deplatformed us, but you still need to eat. All right. Well, if you need me, I'll be down in Florida in my bunker.
I didn't think you'd play it.
All right, yeah, well, we did talk. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. Noom is a habit changer. It's great. It's a habit-changing solution that helps you develop new relationships with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good, bad, or off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips on how to help you get back on track tomorrow. Thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part is that Noom has a great food database available. Literally everything at a glance, food tracking made easy. Oscar loves Noom.
Yes.
Carla's never looked better. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Carla does look better. I saw that picture with Dirk. Why did it have to be next to Dirk?
Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will ever need. Yeah, an amazing photo online this weekend with Carla with that big old sexy top thing she was wearing.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's next to... with his tuxedo.
Well, he puts also sexy, time, though. He puts in the time.
Yeah.
I know he does. Yeah. You know? It's yeah. I don't know where that picture was taken, but I certainly wasn't around. hi, Dirk. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm not jealous, though.
No, why?
Jealous
bone. And why
body,
would you be?
Yeah. All the pictures of me are like, don't take my picture. Don't take that. Then it's like, you know, get a picture next to Dirk. The beauty! The beauty comes from her
she's
soul.
Glowing.
Yeah, glow. Positively glowing.
She was glowing. Like, she had a Dirk glow. Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, what happened to that picture? Suddenly Carla's face is...
happy. Maybe not tense.
Maybe it's from what he put in her drink.
All right. So, rolling out a very unusual weekend for me. Yes. I played golf.
Hey!
So, I hit a crappy shot on an easy hole, and I go left into the grass, and I'm almost out of bounds with this shot, and it's a short shot, and it's an easy shot,
okay.
And it's a shot I should make, but it's a shot that's been challenging me, and I'm pissed off, but fortunately, my ball does not go out of bounds, and this has happened to me now twice on the golf course. The guy says, you're in bounds, put your finger on the ball. I point at it, they look at it, the out of bounds stakes, and I'm in bounds, so I get
how close is it, though, to being out of bounds?
An inch. Absolutely.
So that's a really lucky break.
It's a lucky break on a ridiculously short hole, too. There was no business I had making that crappy shot. It was really bad. So I go into this rough, and the rough is about this thick. It's thick Bermuda rough. It's very, very chunky and thick. And I'm standing in this stuff for about a 45 seconds to a minute, and I'm trying to take a little practice swing.
Yeah.
And then I finally hit the shot, and it's a crappy shot, too. And so I don't play the hole well. But about the time I get up to the green, I feel this like that, and I know what it is. And down here, it's now happened to me twice, and it's fire ants.
Oh, no!
And fire ants suck so totally. Fire ants are the worst. No, they're tiny. They're teeny, 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 tiny.
And they're red, right?
Yes, they're red fire ants,
hate to
and
sound
they're
like
down
Larry
here.
King.
And they're because red, right? of environmental restrictions, they are not... I think they are treated once a year, and ants go marching. Hey, everybody, great how song. You doing? Mike O'Mara up to his ankles in grass. Didn't realize there's a giant fire ant nest right under that thick grass. I don't see it. I'm standing there with my old man legs just getting torn to crap, and I don't even know it. I'm an idiot. Hey, play golf. It's lots of fun in Florida, everybody. He wakes
up from the nailed it.
Did I hit the space?
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at these. Do not look like fun. Jesus Christ.
Oh. Here it is. I think I got two bites or maybe three. All you need is one. And let me tell you what happens with these. With these fire ant bites, they linger and then they welt up.
Ooh.
And then they weep. And then
God.
And gross. You scratch so much that I've got like a leftover mark from where I had one like a month and a half ago, and I got another one this weekend.
Wasn't there a George Harrison song? It's weeping.
While my guitar gently weeps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, just a
second. Oh, nice crotch shot.
Wow. That is your crotch. That's not safe for work.
That's a category.
Facebook's gonna get us.
Can you see?
That's your no, foot. You wearing socks?
Hold on.
Oh, no,
I'm not.
Kind of weird. Somebody want?
This is like a horror
socks.
Film.
This is terrible, man.
Oh, I see
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What are those shoes?
Slip-ons.
Skechers.
Oh, come on, Mike. Better
that's
than Skechers.
One, that's one tiny baby fire ant.
Shape-ups. They shape-ups?
One tiny baby. They're not. You guys get off the shoes, oh, for Christ's sake.
I was looking at the wound, Mike.
That's enough of the moose.
The wound.
I was all just right, looking at the wound. Your weeping wound.
Wow. Oh, you're back. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Weeping wound. Hi. How are you?
Oh, yay.
I like how the camera adjustment no longer looks like you're in 1890s London.
Interrogation. Tell us everything about the ants.
I don't know anything about the fire ants.
I don't know.
They just bit me and rolled.
Be careful. They're
do you
nasty.
Feel it? Do you feel it when it happens?
It's not pain. Yeah, immediately. And it's an itch thing. It's an itch thing right away. And the poison... That it's not that the itch or that there's amazing pain. It's that it just lingers. It lingers.
Yeah.
Right now, I could just tear the skin. I could tear the skin off my legs right now. It's just so nasty.
So you're going to go back to wearing socks?
Huh?
Yeah, socks on, you wouldn't be bit.
Well, that's true.
Especially if you you had socks that were some sort of anti-ant sock is what you would need. Perhaps soaked with cutter.
You know, I actually never asked you this. Do you wear golf cleats? Oh, wow. I never thought.
Not doing the show. I'm wearing
skin. No, he meant
all the time.
Without socks?
Can I also say that we are in a depleted fashion situation now with the house on the market, okay? That we got a lot of stuff in storage. So
okay.
We're keeping a very lean closet. What was that?
What stops you with socks?
Socks. I'm going to put the socks on when I go out to, hit the egg again sometime.
Okay, but you were wearing socks.
You packed away all your tuxedos?
I was wearing socks, but I was wearing no-see-um socks.
Oh, no-see-um. Oh, see, I like that.
No
show. Look at you.
No-see-um.
That's another bug that'll get you as a no-see-um.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a break right now. I appreciate all the sympathy and the support. Much appreciated, gentlemen. Hey, let's play a little holiday music, shall we? Yeah, fantastic. Have a happy holiday season. Screw you, fire ants. Da, 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 da.
Days are here. It's a special time filled with friends, family,
shopping, cooking, wrapping,
stale TV specials, and
rigging up the lights.
It's enough to make you go stark raving mad, but there is help. Presenting
the TMOS Holiday Complaint Line.
Finally, a chance for you to bitch to your heart's content on the Mike O'Mara Show at 1-888-920-MORE.
We asked the listeners what they wanted. And we listened.
Call now and let her rip. 1-888-920-6673.
It is our holiday gift to you.
The TMOS Holiday Complaint Line. Because if you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Mm. They're coming
man,
in.
Man, oh man. All that fruitcake talk. I want to get fruitcakes. Mm, I am so ready for them. Rob was showing me pictures after they were all done. Oh, delish, delish, delish. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Zappos.
Yes.
Tis the season for internet shopping. Don't be a Grinch. The solution is a cinch.
Oh.
All you need to do is lean back, relax, and visit Zappos. You want shoes? Funny you don't look shoo-ish. But it ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. Zappos is celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create long-lasting wardrobes that they love. No matter what, get it at Zappos. What's wrong with me? No matter what,
fire
get it
and poisoning.
Gifts for everyone, even yourself. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. All right? That lets them know that we're looking out for them and their partners and all that. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good. Through the holidays. I'm moving a lot of paper around.
Yeah, sure.
Papers, the papers.
Thank you.
And the
and beyond.
We need
through
to
the holidays.
See your papers.
What?
We need to see your papers.
News.
Shut up, everybody. All right, here we go. All right, boy. Our listeners were into this. Sesame Street legend Carol Spinney.
Yeah.
Died yesterday. Okay, you don't need to punctuate it. I knew you would.
It's sad. Sad.
All right, the big bird died.
Yeah.
The person inside of Big Bird. Carol Spinney. Is it a man, Carol, or a lady?
Man, it's a man.
Man's a man, baby. Man's a man.
He died yesterday. He was 85. There's no word on cause of death. Maybe that he was 85.
I think it was bird flu.
But his family.
Too soon.
Way too soon. His family said he'd been living with a movement disorder called dystonia for some time. Spinney was the Muppeteer behind Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. Do we know that?
Mm-hmm.
Half a century he did that. He was with the show when it started in 1969 and only retired last year. He actually stopped getting inside the Big Bird costume in 2015 because it was so physically demanding. The head weighs 5 pounds.
And he had to hold it up with his right arm while working the mouth and facial expressions with his hand. That sounds like it's a bit taxing.
Well, if you look at the bird, the actual Muppet, I guess it is, it's wild because, yeah, his face is like in the body.
And he's walking right around.
Yeah. Mike, and you know that you, of course, recognize his voice.
Who's got the biggest feet you know? Who's got feathers from head to toe? Who's the fellow who's all yellow? Who?
Big Bird.
He continued providing the voice until his
retirement. That was shoehorned in.
He won 5 Daytime Emmys and a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. He was also the subject of a documentary in 2014 called I Am Big Bird. This guy got a lot of notice for this.
As you should, Mike. He changed a lot of lives.
And you mentioned he was also the voice of Oscar the Grouch, right?
Yes, he was. Yeah, do you have Oscar?
Yeah, I do. Oh, wait a second.
Oh, you got me with that. Hey! You got me. Well done. Come you did that. Congratulations.
16
days. 16 days. 16 days to fill the
16.
Stocking.
16.
16. Ah, canceled.
Hi there. Hi there.
Here he comes.
Only got 16.
Hello there.
Hi there. How about Christmas? Have you done your shopping? You better get busy.
I have here a sneaker so much. That's better.
Here's a morbid fact. Spinny was invited to fly on the space shuttle Challenger as Big Bird in 86, but the idea was scrapped because there wasn't enough room for his costume. The Challenger exploded 73 seconds into its flight, which is a morbid fact. Thank you. When E.T. super stud Henry Thomas was arrested for driving under the influence in Oregon this past October. Is that the kid? The little kid?
Yeah. Elliot.
He refused. This Elliot is all grown up. He refused to take a breathalyzer or field sobriety test, so they hauled him in and gave him a urine test. According to a police report, cops heard Henry peeing, but when he handed them the sample cup, it was completely clear, filled to the brim, and not warm at all. So they think he filled it from the toilet, hoping it would help him beat the test. In the end, it didn't really matter because Henry took a plea deal, but it's pretty funny. All set here. Here we go. You think you're making it a little yellow. You know what I mean?
Might as well hand him like a glass of sun-kissed orange soda.
Isn't that a funny story?
I'm on blood thinners. I don't know.
Yeah. Top of the bowl.
Elliot, reach into the bowl. Well done. It's the end of an era. Snooki Polizzi has quit Jersey Shore. The original show ended its 6-season run back in 2012, but she is 3 seasons into the follow-up, Jersey Shore, We Can't Get Any Other Gigs. I'm sorry, no. It's Jersey Shore Family Vacation. On her podcast, welcome, Snook. She said, quote, I can't believe I'm saying this. You guys, I love you so much, and I don't hate me for my decision, but I have to do what's best for me. I'm retiring from Jersey Shore. I'm not coming back for season 4. I just can't do it anymore. Like, literally, leaving my kids to film is really hard on me. It's really hard not having the dialogue to memorize and just being stupid with the camera rolling.
Did she also provide a clear, cold urine sample?
I try and quit every single day. I don't like partying like 3 days in a row. It's just not my life anymore. And I want to be home with the kids.
Snooki did say she is not done with reality TV. Oh, thank God for that. But at 32 years old, with 3 kids, she'd only be interested in a silly, lighthearted show. And Jersey Shore has become a nightmare of drama and negativity.
Well, this will give her lots of time to help the kids with their homework.
Math? I don't do math.
Math?
There's a point in your 30s where you realize your body doesn't handle things like jumping, running, sleeping, digesting, and burning off unhealthy foods, and recovering from hangovers like it used to.
Like we used to!
And now scientists have figured out when and why that happens. And this is a sad study for Uncle Mikey over here.
All right.
A new study found that our bodies don't really age gradually at all. The research found that there are really 3 ages where our bodies make a big shift to their next older stage. And those ages are 34, 78, and 60.
What?
Hey,
wait a second. Yeah.
You're sneaking up on one.
Are you seeing me okay on the camera?
Yeah, but what changed when you were 34?
34? I probably, probably joints and joint problems and that type. What did he say? I missed
wives.
What he said.
He said wives. Wives. You know what? He doesn't get credit for it. He set himself up for it.
Good. Very good. But, 60.
But well,
so you,
well,
you guys, on it. Yeah, you know, you slow down at 34 and then you really slow down in 60. And then at 78, it's like, hello, casket, my old friend.
You got this, Mike.
I will be seeing. What?
You got this. You got two new hips?
Yep.
Yeah.
Does it account for that?
Makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. You have cold, clear urine. You're good to go. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Every sample. The researchers have also tied those big aging jumps to the protein levels in our blood. So the next mission is figuring out if there's a way to use that knowledge to counteract and slow down the aging process.
You're ahead of it because you're on the keto torpedo.
I'm really excited about, and I do feel better. I feel better, like with perception and all that stuff, and looking at stuff.
The bedroom.
Birds, the bedroom. Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. No slowing down there.
Yes.
Liar, 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 liar. Two different products were just pulled because they showed Christmas characters doing things. Doing things. Yeah.
Oh, no. Go ahead, pull it.
That people don't really expect Christmas characters to be doing. I'm sorry this is such a long news, but these are all good stories. Check them out. Walmart Canada apologized after they let a third-party company sell a Christmas sweater on their website that showed a snowman dressed as Santa doing lines of Coke with the tagline, "Let it snow."
And what's wrong with that?
Who knows? Sycamore Brewing in Charlotte, North Carolina, pulled its Christmas cookie winter ale that showed 8-bit graphics versions of cartoon reindeer in different sexual positions on the can.
Well, then.
People are great.
Don't do that.
They could also be facing a fine. And now a little something-something. Yes. A 32-year-old woman named Skylar Williams from Wyandanch in Long Island. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah.
She went into a TGI Fridays last week and ordered their endless apps. And she tried to get a bunch of the appetizers to take home in a doggy bag. That's not good all-you-can-eat etiquette.
Right.
And most restaurants aren't going to let you do it. But when they told her no, Skylar went behind the bar. She had a fit.
Oh.
She tried to grab her own to-go container. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Then she swung a bottle of liquor at an employee who tried to stop her. Then, when the cops wanted to get her, she pulled a knife on the employee who tried to stop her.
Mm.
She, of course, was arrested. When asked for comment, Skylar said that if you try to take my whiskey-glazed chicken sesame strips, I'm going to cut you. There you go. That's Skylar. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Skylar. Skylar.
You know, Todd Moore is also offering endless apps.
Yes. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault on our Monday show right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, talk truffle to me. It's Angie with the Oh My Gosh Show with the hottest trends in holiday beauty survival, from truffle cream to feeling like you're strolling through a serene Japanese forest just by spraying mist on your face.
Hey.
We also show you how to use your Christmas tree and holiday decorations to do your hair. Also, meal shaming at Thanksgiving dinner. It happened to me. You too can feel the love by subscribing to the Oh My Gosh Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuckit. It's official. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Holidays 2019. You know what that means? Gifts, baby. Oh, boy.
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 Sorry about that.
Boy.
Gifts, oh, boy.
It's the most wonderful time.
Untuckit. That's what we're here to tell you
about.
What better gift to give than a stylish shirt that fits just right? You need Untuckit. Unlike most brands, Untuckit shirts are actually designed to be worn untucked.
Oscar?
Oh.
Come on.
Come on, Pony.
I adore my Untuckit shirts. Not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors. With more than 50 fit combinations, Untuckit shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys. You can find your favorite Untuckit style online or check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. With Untuckit, your shirts will never look baggy, bulgy, too long, or too big again. So, whether you're shopping for the perfect holiday gift or just trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own...
I'm smart.
Untuckit is the way to go. Visit Untuckit.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off at checkout. That's UNTUCKIT.com and promo code 20% for TMOS for 20% off. Sorry, I'm having
TMOS.
I can't read anymore. It's because I'm 60. Let's open up the audio vault. I got to get out of here.
I did not catch Saturday Night Live this weekend. I will watch it. J-Lo was your host. And there is one clip that went viral. And I watched the clip this morning. It's pretty funny.
The Pete Davidson
Yeah,
one?
Because yeah.
It was funny. I watched the whole thing.
Making fun of the fact that Pete Davidson mm-hmm. scores amazing women.
Was he doing the character? Was this
he
the
was,
one
but
the
I feel but I feel it
no,
was
no, no,
sort
no, no,
of,
no. You got it wrong. I got to tell you that this is a regular bit he does.
Well, I know it's his character, but I think
the bit is the kid that just goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care. And that is kind of like Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
right?
But I feel that it's also sort of a nod to the fact that he's dated all these amazing women. Because
maybe, but I have to be honest with you. Yes, of course it is.
Right.
But it's also
it
the
is a character he does
bit they do, and it was so funny.
Right. His name is Chad, and this is him talking to J-Lo, and a special appearance by Mr. J-Lo.
My eyes on you. Hello?
What up?
What's your name?
Chad.
I used to put a name to that handsome face.
Who are you?
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Yeah, I sing here. Did you hear any of me singing?
Yeah.
Did you like what you heard?
No.
I shouldn't have these feelings for you, Chad. I just got engaged.
Oh, congrats.
And I'm in love with Alex.
Who that?
A-Rod?
Rod.
Part of me just wants to say screw it and make crazy love to you on this stage right here.
Jen?
Alex.
I hope you're happy.
Alex, wait. Chad, I have to go after him.
Okay.
Goodbye, Chad.
Goodbye, Jello.
Jello.
It's actually a little, I compressed it a little bit. It was
any
great.
Burps and farts in the middle of it. Chad.
It's Chad, bye, Jello.
It's a great bit. It's the best use of Pete Davidson on that show.
Okay, this is extraordinarily sweet. A baby was born in September with extreme hearing loss. Basically deaf,
mm-hmm.
but they were able to fit this little baby, this infant with hearing aids. And when they turn the hearing aids on, the baby hears itself for the first time and laughs and coos. This is, amazing.
Okay. So just turned your hearing on. Should you say hello to everybody? Should you say hello? Oh, that's a very loud hello.
So it's just amazing. It's really cool.
Amazing. I love that.
Congratulations to Steve
a
Harvey.
Scary too, right?
Why is it scary?
It sounds like
Oscar's just a dinosaur.
Oscar's looking through
like
me.
Jurassic World.
This is where people say, "Do you guys lose anything like doing it on camera?" No, sometimes it's enhanced. All I'm
like,
doing is
it's like when
the
Velociraptor comes out of the egg.
He must never procreate.
No, but I get it.
F dinosaur.
I mean, look, it's a beautiful moment, but they could also use it in Hollywood. That's all I'm saying.
I hate this job sometimes. Sometimes it's very fun. Sometimes not. Congratulations to Steve Harvey, who got the announcement right on Miss Universe last night. Our new Miss Universe, Mike?
Yeah. The new Miss Universe is South Africa.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And she is beautiful, but also it makes me wonder.
Gorgeous?
She's a knockout, Mike. The thing that makes me wonder is that nowhere would they say her name. She's just the lady from South Africa.
Yeah, well, see, he screwed up again. They should say her. What is the moment of truth? Why does Steve Harvey have a problem with the moment of truth?
I mean, I don't
the man
know.
Is richer than Jesus. He gets all the gigs. Why can't he just get this right?
Also, you think he'd have like an IFB that's just going to like tell you what to say?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Right?
Like Brando.
Mention her name.
Yes, her name.
Mention her name.
Like Marlon Brando's last movies where they would just tell him what to say and then he'd say it.
In his earpiece.
Yeah, right? The Freshman. Yeah. You can actually see the earpiece in The Freshman.
I didn't know that.
I did not know why. I do not understand this, that not only is Journey still a thing, but Steve Perry is still a thing. And he's released his new Christmas single.
Oh, silver bell, silver bell, silver bell, silver bell. It's Christmas time in the city.
Thanks for making the effort, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for throwing Journey away all those years ago.
Okay.
I have a.
Can we hear the baby dinosaur again?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so just turn your hearing on. Should you say hello to everybody? Should you say hello? Oh, that's a very loud hello.
His soul.
Shoot her.
His soul is darker than a million midnights.
That's horrible. Yes. Mine too. And I played the chimp. I know. That's terrible.
Let's go, Mike. As an answer to Steve Perry, I like to go with the classic version of Silver Bells, if that's okay. Here's Matt Bloom.
Silver Bells. Shoot her.
My favorite.
Silver Bells.
That's a great. Perfect pitch.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Perfect pitch. Sorry, it works.
Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Should we say hello to everybody?
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks,
hello?
Dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feel.
It's a very loud
show. It's the weirdest show on earth.
I could listen for days, but I won't. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. We're all getting in trouble for that one. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed the show. Congratulations to the entire crew on the fruitcakes.
Thank you, everybody. I love my crew.
From the bottom of our hearts, thank you for all those wonderful wishes to us online over the weekend. They made a world of difference to me in my life. Thank you. That's it. We'll have another brand new one for you tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS. And that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We were trapped. There he stood, between us and the alley. Scott Farkas staring out at us with his yellow eyes. He had yellow eyes, so help me God, yellow eyes.
Come on, guys, wait up! Come on, guys, wait up!
Oh, fudge.